Thank you very much. Excuse me. This is the February 13, 2024 Thurston County Land Use Hearing Calendar. I am Hearing Examiner Sharon Rice. I'm an attorney who has been appointed to provide hearing examiner services by Thurston County and by about 12 other governments up and down the I-5 corridor. This morning at 10 o'clock, we are considering project number 2023-105-144. It's a request to vacate right-of-way at or near property addressed as 7038 Boston Harbor Road Northeast, unincorporated Olympia. I have some introductory remarks to explain how everyone will participate today. Of course, Zoom is our platform here for this virtual meeting, and it is making an audio recording. That audio recording is a crucial part of the record, so I need to make sure I can hear everyone's testimony. I typically ask people to silence their phones during these hearings to make sure we don't have inadvertent noise. Mr. Russell, you're appearing by telephone. If you could just try to make sure we don't have extraneous noise, that would be great. Other than that, I think we'll be okay. If not, we'll ask you to mute. As we go forward here, I'm going to ask everyone to try to do your best to speak one at a time. The first time you speak, I will ask you to state and spell your name for the record. And then I'm going to ask you to provide your job title and, in the case of county staff, and also to take an oath to tell the truth before you testify. I want to remind folks in this application for development is the applicant who bears the burden of proof. It's not really development, it's a vacation, still applicant's burden. That means it's the applicant's responsibility to provide the evidence that the criteria for right-of-way vacation can be satisfied. That said, we will hear from county staff first. So I just want to let folks know a couple of other things. I guess that's really all we need for this matter. Appearance of fairness disclosure. I work on contract for Thurston County. I'm not a Thurston County employee. I don't own any property or have any personal or familial interest near the subject right of way. And I haven't had conversations with anybody about the merits of this request. And so therefore I believe I can give an impartial recommendation to the Thurston County commissioners for the final decision in this matter. I think that's all I'm going to say, except that I will acknowledge the exhibits I was provided before today's hearing. So first, there is a staff report or a staff memo from the Public Works Department. It will be exhibit one, and attached to it, I have five documents. A is the notice of public hearing. B is the copy of the application with a narrative from the applicant. C is a vicinity map. D has been titled section township range map. And at exhibit E, I have a copy of the plat. So those are the documents I reviewed. They are admitted. With that, I'm ready to hear from county staff. If I could ask the first county witness to please unmute, state and spell your name, give me your job title, and let me swear you in.
Craig Sisson, CRAIGSISSON, Real Estate Services Manager for Thurston County Public Works.
Thank you so much, sir. If you would raise your hand to take the oath. Do you swear or affirm your testimony will be true? If so, please say I do.
I do.
Thank you, Mr. Sisson. Please go ahead.
Thank you. And I apologize up front. What I do have to read into the record does take some time. Background, this right-of-way was dedicated to Thurston County on October 23rd, 1907, plat of Boston Harbor, Thurston County, Division Number 1, recorded in Volume 8 of page 30. The notice of public hearing was published in the Olympian on January 16th, 2024 and January 30th of 2024. And the notice was posted in the vicinity of the requested vacation on January 11th, 2024, being at least 20 days prior to the hearing per RCW 3687050. There is one adjacent owner who was notified by letter mailed on January 11th, 2024. The criteria for the basis, is this road now or had the road previously been in use? There is not now, nor has there ever been a public road located in this right-of-way, so it has never been used by the public. Further, no access permits have been issued for the use of this right-of-way. What is the condition of the road? There is no road within this unopened right-of-way. This right-of-way is currently undeveloped and covered by native brush and trees. Number three, is it advisable to preserve the road as a county road? It is not advisable to maintain this right of way for public travel. Number four, will the public be benefited? The public will be benefited by this vacation and that the county will be relieved of liability for the area. It will help bring this non-conforming property into compliance with zoning setbacks, and the county will receive compensation for the right-of-way based on current appraised value. Number five, are there any other factors or matters of importance to the board? The zoning in the vicinity is rural residential resource, RRR 1-5. As a platted right-of-way with no improvements having been made, this is considered a Class B right-of-way per Thurston County Code 1336020, and compensation will be made to the Thurston County General Fund. The department recommendation, Thurston County Public Works recommends that the vacation request of Eric Russell be approved, subject to the payment of compensation. And that is the end of my testimony.
Thanks so much. Confirming, Mr. Sisson, the final decision will be made by the Board of County Commissioners.
Correct.
There are three adjacent parcels depicted on attachments C and D that are owned by Thurston County Parks. Curious about that. Do you have any information about that?
We do. Thurston County does own property adjacent. That is Parks property. It is Parks controlled property. It is not currently an active park piece, though. It is across the street from Burfoot County Park.
Okay. So there are three actually on three different sides of the property, three different corners of the property owned by Parks. So those are all owned and controlled by the county, but they are not currently developed with Parks improvements. They're just vacant lots.
They're vacant land. Correct.
Okay. Thanks for that. I'm curious, attachments C and D have two different titles, but they're the same basic graphic. And I don't understand the distinction. Is there a distinction I should understand between the two documents?
No.
Okay. Fine. And then you had recommended that approval be granted subject to a condition requiring compensation. Any specific language for that, or do you trust me just to draft?
No, it's standard for properties of this type that it is appraised market value. So the property owner will be required to get an appraisal. Share that, and we can work with the property owner on the scope of work for the appraiser.
Okay.
And that's fairly standard process for us.
Great. And is there a typical timing on the compensation?
Nope, that's up to the property owner. We can't grant the approval until such time.
Okay. I don't have other questions. Anything else you want to bring to my attention?
I do want to share that we did received one email in support of this. We received no other comments, but an adjacent property owner, actually it's a property owner about 1,000 feet away, Jules James, did send an email in support of this vacation.
Was that sent to me and I just neglected to note it?
Nope, I just got it this morning, but I will forward it over to Sonia and she can get that to you.
Perfect, thank you. I'd like to identify that email as Exhibit 2. And again, you can get that sent to me anytime today. That'll be fine. Thank you, Mr. Sisson.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and hear from the applicant. Sir, if you would please state and spell your name and then let me swear you in.
Eric Russell, ERICRUSSELL.
Thank you very much, sir. And to raise your hand to take the oath, do you swear or affirm your testimony will be true? If so, please say I do.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Russell, is there any particular testimony you'd like to offer?
I think staff has presented everything. I find it to be accurate. I recently purchased this property and talked to Public Works before the purchase to kind of confirm this general process and felt confident that that the recommendation would be for approval, obviously pending hearing examiner decision as well as the commissioner, Board of Commissioners decision. But I do want to point out that the previous owner that I purchased it from has been paying taxes on this property, and planning considers it to be one tax parcel. In other words, it's looked at in terms of its potential use as a single parcel. And with this vacated alleyway, this alleyway that's undeveloped cutting right through the middle of it, it really makes it, I wouldn't say an unusable parcel, but very difficult to use. And so the word unfair is probably, I don't know if that's appropriate, but it's kind of unfair that it's been taxed as a single parcel when it really is divided by this right of way. So I'm trying to clear up this issue to make it a reasonably usable parcel.
Great. Mr. Russell, is the property developed at all? Any improvements?
The property has no improvements. I've recently, I am a septic designer as well as a wetlands. I'm a land use consultant. And so I've dug some soil logs and had the health department out to review those to make sure that I can get on-site sewage, but there are no improvements on the property.
Thank you. Looks like from the plat map, there are other abutting rights of way. I'm curious if any of those are improved. Byron Road is adjacent to the east. Is that improved?
None of the roads adjacent to the property, with the exception, of course, of Boston Harbor Road, have ever been improved. And after talking with Public Works, there is no intention of improving those right-of-ways. They've made me aware that I am allowed to apply to use a portion of the right-of-way for a private driveway. There is a mechanism for me to do that. And so, but at this time, those right-of-ways are not developed.
Thank you. Do you have any questions or concerns about the staff's recommended condition about compensation?
No, that was disclosed to me before the process. So I completely understand that the burden is on me to hire appraisal and to appraise it consistent with the county's requirements and then pay the compensation.
Great. Thanks. I have no other questions. Anything else you want to bring to my attention?
Not at this time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let me check in with Ms. Katie. Do we have any members of the public for this matter?
We do. It looks like Kim Kelly has their hand raised.
Great.
Okay, and Kim Kelly, to give a comment, you'll need to rejoin the meeting as a panelist. You'll have the prompt on your screen if you want to select that.
Hi there. Please unmute. Hi, you can share your video if you'd like, but you don't have to.
Sure, I can do that.
And then before you testify, I need a few things. If you would please, I'm going to ask you to state and spell your name and then to give me either an email address or a US mail address and then allow me to swear you in.
Okay. My name is Kim Kelly, K-I-M as in mother, excuse me, K-E-L-L-E-Y. And my email address is K-I-M as in mother, A-R-K-E-L-L-E-Y, the number 2, at comcast.net.
Net. Thank you very much. I could swear you in. Please, do you swear or affirm your testimony will be true? If so, please say I do.
I do.
Thank you, and go ahead.
Sorry for the frog in my throat all of a sudden. I just would like to state for the record that I don't have any objection to the vacation of the alley between the two parcels. I do want to have on the record, I would have concerns about any further vacations around the property, the Byron right-of-way, and then the right-of-way for 71st, primarily because of the park lots that are around that, adjacent to it. It's a great opportunity for open space. County already owns the lots. It makes a lot of sense to just retain them. So I don't want the county to sell those lots. And I'm sure that there's could be some interest in that. So just for the record, we'd like to have a formal process, notification process, which doesn't exist as far as I know right now, if the county decided to sell those pieces of property.
Okay.
And also the last point, I'm sorry. I just want to make sure that the wetlands review is completed because that is in a wetlands review area according to the county maps.
And so your concern is before any development, wetlands review should be completed. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Anything else?
No, thank you very much.
Thank you for being here. Thanks for your testimony.
Sure.
Ms. Katie, anyone else?
That was all.
Great. So I will have responses first from Mr. Sisson. Any response to the public comments?
There are no comments. There did not be an opposition to this request. Any additional requests outside of that, whether it's further vacations or the surplus of county property, is a completely different topic. So I have nothing to add at this point in time.
Okay. Can you provide any information for the public about where they might be able to obtain information about county procedures to surplus park parcels or anything like that?
Yeah, actually, I've been in contact with Ms. Kelly, and we are developing a surplus property program. There have been a number of meetings outside of this request with our public works director, county commissioners, and citizens in the Boston Harbor area. It is my understanding that the county is not planning to surplus, from a public works standpoint, any property in the Boston Harbor area in the foreseeable future. As that changes, there absolutely will be opportunities for the public to weigh in and have comment at that point in time. But it is a surplus program that is being developed. There are meetings with the board here soon. But at this point in time, we're not surplusing. I do know there are tax title properties out in that area, and that's a completely different process that is not run by Public Works. That's through, I believe, the auditor's office.
Thank you very much for that information.
Thank you. It's the assessor. Sorry, I misspoke. Not the auditor's
office. Not the auditor. Great. Okay. Thank you very much. Mr. Russell, any response or any to Ms. Kelly's comments or any other testimony for the record?
Yeah, I appreciate Ms. Kelly's comments. I have no intention of trying to acquire any of the right of way adjacent to the properties. I just wanted this interior portion to make the parcel usable. And as a wetland specialist who does it for a living, I've reviewed the area on my parcel as well as used the public right of way areas to access areas further to the north and to the east. And so there are no wetlands on or near my parcel, and any development that I propose will have to go through planning, and I'll have to provide wetland, go through wetland review and provide documentation to that effect. But I view the property, and there are some really large trees on it. And my intention at this point is not to remove those and try and work around those as far as siting a future home site. So I share some of the same values that Ms. Kelly provided in terms of the value of this open space adjacent to the parcel. So thank you.
Thanks so much. I appreciate everybody's testimony. I think I have all the information I need to make a timely recommendation to the county commissioners. If there's nothing else, I will go over the housekeeping. Anything else from anybody? All right, great. We will go ahead and close the record now, with the one exception. I didn't tell you this beforehand. I normally do. Sorry to if it's a surprise. Even though there has not been much public comment on the matter, I will treat this application the same as I treat all other applications, and I will hold the record open for 2 business days to allow post-hearing public comment from anybody who had technology problems joining this meeting and wanted to provide comment. I know we're not expecting any, but I'm going to hold the record open for 2 days, which would be February 15th. Excuse me. If we get no post-hearing public comment from people who had technology problems, the record will close on February 15, and the 10 business day decision or recommendation issuance deadline becomes March 1st. That is because February 19th is a legal holiday. If we do receive post-hearing public comment, it would most likely be emailed to Mr. Sisson, potentially Ms. Katie. If either of you receives any post-hearing comment, please forward it to the other and make sure Mr. Russell receives it as soon as possible. I will ask for Mr. Sisson and Mr. Russell both to respond in writing to any timely post-hearing public comment from people who had technology problems. And they have 2 business days also, which means they have through close of business on February 20th to submit their written responses. And then the 10 business day decision issuance deadline becomes March 5. I will send this schedule in writing to Ms. Katie. She can forward it to you and cause it to be posted online. During our testimony, we did identify one other document. It was the email received today from Jules James. I will receive that from Mr. Sisson via Ms. Katie within the next few business days is fine. It will be added to the record as Exhibit 2. And that is everything. Thanks very much, everybody.
Thank you.
We're adjourned.
Thank you.